Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Art of Seduction. What a kickoff. I'm telling you, you just never know what someone will come up with for intro songs around here. And hello, Mindy. How are you tonight?
Hey, Jean. How are you doing? Great song there.
I'm doing good. Yeah, it was a good one. That was a good one. Definitely, you know, fit the mood. So happy Wednesday. We have
happy Wednesday.
Yeah, we got quite a few people already on the line. It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Pretty cool. So,
thanks for dancing. I saw Pam with you again.
Yeah, well, you know, she's like that, you know, that Pam girl. You know, she's a party animal. But, so let's see who we have. We have Pam with us. Hello, Pam. Welcome aboard.
Hi, Jean. Hi, Mindy. Good to hear you both.
Hey, Pam. Nice to see you.
You too. We have Laurent on the line. Hello, Laurent. How are you tonight?
Couldn't be better. Good evening, Jean. Good evening, Mindy. Hi, Pam.
Hey, Laurent.
Cool. And last but not least, I have area code 419. I have a suspicion on who this is, but may I ask who's calling 419?
Oh, I want you to guess.
Naomi. That's who I thought it was.
It's
pretty good. Pretty good.
Hey, Kel.
Huh? Oh, that's right. Oh, it's Kel. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll never get it right then. I don't know. I had it for two other people, not Kel, though. God, what can I say? Well, welcome, Kel. It's good to have you, honestly. And, yeah, so we have a decent little lineup for tonight. You have a few people on the board. I think there's quality over quantity tonight. So talk slow. I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. That's a lot of slow. But it's good to have everyone here. And I think we'll have a nice night tonight. So what is happening, everybody? What is happening? It's Wednesday. Something's got to be happening.
Hey, it's not just Wednesday.
Yeah. Ah, I'm telling you. It was balmy here today. Crazy. Very crazy. But, so, I don't know. But we have all kinds of goodies out here. And I'm not sure where to start. So, what am I supposed to do here?
All these
well,
sweet
when in doubt,
dive in, girlfriend.
Yeah, it's like candy. Yes, candy, candy. I have no audios tonight whatsoever, so I think that that is just like, I think that's a record. I haven't had that happen in a long time.
Well,
but
if you missed them, I can go make a recording real quick if you missed them.
No, I just thought it was unusual. Sometimes I use those as fillers or buffers. You're such a smartass. What the hell is up with that?
Hey, better smart than no mass at all. That's right.
Very true. Very true. Very true. You know what? I'm going to start with my piece at the top of this board.
There you go.
And that's very unusual, but I think I'm going to do it anyway. And this piece is sort of old, a long time ago, but it's called Decadent. Carefully I uncover you, first one layer, then the next. My mouth waters at the idea of what is still to come. My lips wrapping gently around your rigid design, nibbling softly along your edges. Your taste taking over my senses, slipping more of you in, wanting to savor every inch as you melt so deliciously between my lips. So decadent, so satisfying, so sweet. How I love you, my candy treat. And boom. Yeah. There used to be a picture of a candy bar at the bottom, but I changed my mind for Halloween. Oh, Pam wants a born link. The nerve of her. Pam, it's hard to get good help these days. Yes, I got it. Here.
And duplicate, no less.
Thanks. I'm sorry?
I said duplicate, no less. Good call of mine.
There you go. Exactly. Everybody's got it. Very cool. So anyhow... That was my, get that out of the way. That's better.
No. We don't get to stop there. We get to take this into questions, comments, all that sort of sweet stuff. Start right out with Pam. Your thoughts here on this piece by our fearless leader?
Oh, I really enjoyed this. I thought the shaping worked really well. It almost, looks like the shape of a chocolate disc. I really like the use of sensuality to describe the eating of chocolate. And as I had said 4 years ago, I did not think it was possible to love chocolate even more than I already do, but I guess it is. This is certainly a tasty piece of poetry, and I really like my lips wrapping gently around your rigid design, nibbling softly along your edges, your taste taking over my senses. Excellent write and very well done.
Thanks, hon.
Perfect comment. How about your thoughts, Kel?
Oh, I liked it. I love chocolate. it's a very sensual tasting feast here. Very well done there. Very well done.
Thank you. I really liked it.
Great comment, Kel. Thank you.
So much.
Laurent, your thoughts, please. Mr. Laurent?
Of course I'm on mute. Sorry about that. I can remember when I first read this about a year ago, I had seen one of the comments to this poem, and somebody asked you, how about a sequel? Can you write from the chocolate's point of view? I thought that was very funny. I can remember when I said, oh my, how I want to be a chocolate bar right now. Your poem is decadent sensually, erotically, and then humorously all at once. Clever and stimulating, because I've seen you eat a chocolate bar.
There you go. That's great. Wonderful. Wonderfully expressed, everybody. Well, I just have to add just one little thing is that my first bookmark was entitled Gems. And there I saved all these pieces that were especially poignant. And this one is one of those. This is a gemmy piece because in very short order, you deliver all the goods in a wonderfully tempting and savory melt of beautiful language. Wanting to savor every inch as you melt so deliciously in my lips. I mean, that's about as good as it gets right there. That sensual, decadent, indulgent, all those wonderful things that we associate with chocolate. Beautiful piece for tonight. Great job.
Thanks. Thank you so much. And I want to welcome Thomas to the table. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, folks. How are we doing?
Good to
have
you.
Hey, Thomas.
Well, I'm doing all right.
Yeah,
nice to have
I know
you.
This
you
beat, by the way. No, well.
Oh. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It was fun to write, I have to say. Thomas, did you bring a piece for the board?
Me? I didn't even think about it. I'll have to think about it.
You have
if you find one that's good. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not
Come
always
on.
Required. It's just the hours.
Real quick.
What did you say, Kel?
I said, come on, Thomas, you can whip one out real quick.
I have never written that many poems to begin with, so it's hard to decide which of my few.
Right. Well, when you get there, not a huge.
I'll get there.
That's right. We have time. I just like to ask ahead of time because I don't want to find out later that you meant to and you didn't. Okay. Let's see. Miss Mindy.
Yes.
I have you to read.
All righty. This one is entitled Trick or Retreat by Linda M.B. You will not find me at your door begging for a treat. I'll come to you, oozing with what you'll never knew you needed. When you see what I'm offering, I'll spread it on your table. Every morsel you would want, I'm willing if you're able. If you like, I'll dress in black, or maybe you'd like red. Whatever color rocks your world, consider it a given. It's Halloween. My gloves are off. Nothing is forbidden. And I prefer the light stay on, so nothing sweet is hidden. And whom?
Nice read, Mindy. Nice read. Definitely. Well, Min, I guess you're in charge.
All righty. Well, let's start out with Thomas, since you just showed to the show. How about some thoughts here on Linda's piece?
Hmm. Did you say me?
Thomas.
Oh, me. this is the kind of invitation I'm sure many people just sit idly around waiting for. No, there's just something about this that it is, shall we say, a true trick or treat. I like that you'll not find me at your door begging for a treat. I'll come to you oozing with what you never know you needed. Those are promises that most people dream of being offered. So there's a lot of tantalizing possibilities in that opening stanza. I love that when you see what I'm offering, I'll spread it on your table, every morsel you would want. I'm willing if you're able. What a challenge. What a dare. I mean, there's so much here, not just in sensuality and eroticism, but in a deeper, more fascinating, and in many ways more powerful form of the erotic, which is to get the entire person's psychology involved and needing to prove and needing to be, you know, and if you like, I'll dress you in black, or maybe you'll like red. Whatever color rocks your world, consider it given. It's almost like saying, I'm yours to do with as you want. And then the magic begins. This just does a wonderful job. And the last two lines sum it perfectly. If I prefer the lights stay on, so nothing sweet is hidden. Many wonderful things happen in the dark, but even more when daylight is available. Beautiful. You've really beautifully done.
Great comment, Thomas. Thank you. And Kel, how about you? Ms. Kel?
Mute.
Kel, do we lose you?
Mute. I'm here. I really, really liked it. Okay. I was trying, she said prompt one. I'm trying to figure out which one that is. Okay. It's a really, really interesting write. It's very sensual and delectable. it's hot. It is. She's talking about candy. And it's a little bit hot. Yes, I really, it's a very, very interesting, compelling write and quite enjoyable.
Great comment, Kel, thank you. And Laurent, how about you?
Well, this poem actually achieves what any adult poem wants to achieve and does it without touching any forbidden words, which is very impressive in my book. You never know what you don't know, and you never need what you don't know you need, but when you see it coming, you damn well better make sure the lights stay on so nothing sweet is hidden. Every morsel is precious, precious. Great piece.
Awesome comments. Pam, how about you?
I really like this. I like how she played with the shape of her stanzas, making the buttons, the spacing different. This is great all the way through, but it has such clever lines, such as, when you see what I'm offering, I'll spread on your table every morsel you would want. I'm willing if you're able. And I also really like that in line. And I prefer the lights stay on so nothing sweet is hidden. And it's just wonderful rhyme and flow that makes this a very playful and fun, seductive write. So very well done.
Great. Great response here, Pam. And Jean, would you like to comment on this piece?
I thought this was a great piece. I really did. When I first read it, I was like, check her out. Linda's got a way for Wednesdays. She really does put out a great, sensual piece. And this is no exception to the rule. You know, I loved her rhyming, and I think that she was spot on all the way through. So, yeah, excellent piece. That's it. And I forgot. I go next.
I have to say one thing that I really appreciated about this write by Linda was the fact that it was so self-empowered. There's a place and a time in your life, and everybody reaches it at a different age, where you feel so completely comfortable with who you are and what you want, what you truly want. And she's not afraid of saying, look, this is what I want, and this is what I bring. So if that's not what you're wanting, you're prepared for, then you have that chance of retreat. And now is the time to say so, because I'm bringing all of it. And that's kind of a that could be daunting for some. That's a woman who knows what she wants and is coming after it. So good for her. Way to go. I loved it. Great job.
Great comments, everybody. Awesome. Okay, let me get out of there. I got to go and hurry up before I put everything up. Let's see. Oh, this is easy. Pam, the next read is for you, ma'am.
Yep.
Pam Ray. Okay, good. Here we go.
Oh, my poem already?
I'm working my way around here. I'm trying to get it all straight. A little rough.
Ah, okay. All right. This is Sweet Satisfying Nibbles, and it goes like this. I unveil you with the frantic movements of a woman who has no patience, starved for what's underneath your wrapping. Feed me, satiate the hunger that is a pulse in my mind. In the morning, I open my eyes to thoughts of you, your sweet, satisfying nibbles of layered complexity. I take you with a cup of hot coffee, clutching tight to a porcelain handle. Steam rises to a come-hither grin. Our cocoa bean creaminess melting in my mouth and in my hands, and between the treats of autumn sun moving above and below the pushing horizon, I'm more than willing to show you a couple of tricks I got up my sleeve, but not all of them, because some flavors are best saved for the long stretch of a rainy day. End poem.
Oh, that's beautiful, Pamela. That's really beautiful. Laurel, let's start out with you.
Great.
Wow. The hunger in the opening lines is absolutely palpable. I unveil you with the frantic movements of a woman who has no patience. Start for what's underneath your wrapping. Feed me. Oh, my Lord, if I ever wanted to hear an order given to me in military time, that would be the one. Feed me. This is a very seductive and passionate piece. Well written, as always. You always bring a smile to my face when I read your stuff, Pam. Nice job.
Thank you, Lauren.
Beautiful comments, Aron. And Kel, how about you?
Oh, very scrumptious, tasty pieces out here, Pam. I really love the, like, I unveil you with the frantic movements of a woman who has no patience. That would be me. Starve for what's underneath your wrapping. Feed me. Oh, yes, this is very seductive and delectable. Absolutely a yummy writing. And it's very well done.
Thank you, Cal.
Did we get Thomas back?
Ah, yes, we did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hello, Thomas.
I keep being tossed.
Did you get
it
a chance?
It must be because things get so hot that the telephone lines around here melt down. the opening is the kind of thing that most men tremble when confronted by. I love the single like Feed Me. The idea that it's just a pulse of her mind. Just something that she suddenly decides, you know, like, I just threw it on today. I had, you know, nothing else going on. So I thought I'd just take you and destroy every cell in your body in a moment, time, and then, you know, I'll move on. Of course, there's the line that made me think of the commercial with melts in your hand, not in your melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Of course, in this case, the chocolate just melted everywhere. Maybe it's not chocolate; it's just a guy completely crumbling into nothingness. Steam rises to a come hither grin. I promise you, it will be him who's tightly holding on to his coffee cup handle, not you. Now, of course, there may be those kind who are totally willing to participate and will quickly allow the removal of whatever covering that keeps their candy out of your reach. They'll do whatever they need to help you get there. But then again, they may not be prepared for a woman who's wiser than they are, who says, you know, honey, do you think this is good? Next time, talk to me. It'll be even better. That is dangerous and beautifully done.
Thank you, Tom.
Absolutely terrific comment.
Tom, I want you all to know danger is her middle name. Just saying, okay? I'm sure I'm picking
so true. That explains it, Pamela Danger. Okay, I can get that. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have to make sure that they understand that the rays that are coming out are lethal.
Right, they're not rays. Yeah, but for
yeah,
some,
we're
those,
on to you, Pam.
Those,
we're on.
For some, of those rays don't. They're not stoplights.
Yeah, well, you know, it wasn't Jewish lasers over California. It was Pam Ray.
I bet you all don't know what flashing green means. You know, we all know flashing yellow and flashing red, but flashing green, there you go, that's Pam. Just saying.
There you go.
You want to go ahead and comment next?
Yeah.
Gene, you want to go ahead and comment
be
next?
Be careful about those ones who sound so sweet and innocent. Yes.
I would like to comment next. You know, Pam, this was fabulous. I think you did a great job with the sensual work. But I have to say, I love this from the very first line, I unveil you, all the way down to satiate the hunger that is the pulse in my mind. That whole little section there is wonderful. I mean, yeah, I'd back up too. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Am I ready for this? But I think the whole piece was just really, really well done. But that was such an awesome way to step into the piece. I just thought it was wonderful. So a great job as always.
Thanks for
the smile. Mm-hmm.
Great comment, Jean. Yeah, I have to say that this is definitely one of those pieces that is a thinking person's piece in that it's not merely the feelings that are expressed here, but that deeper need. And being one of our larger sex organs, the brain, is one that you need to appeal to if you want to involve a woman who's got a little something going on above and below, and you definitely do have. So this is really a smart piece. It's a taunting piece. It teases a little bit. It intrigues. It invites because there's that what's next sort of temperature to it and tone. But the part that I found really, really spoke to me, and you emphasize this a lot in your commenting and questioning, is asking somebody what their favorite part is. And I was trying to find it. Okay, here it is. Feed me. Satiate the hunger that is a pulse in my mind. And in the morning, I open my eyes to thoughts of you. This is not an idleness. This is somebody who means something much, much more deeply to you. Somebody who's relevant to your life, not just to the moment and to the need of a second or instant satiation. This is something that is more important, has more significance in your life. And it's spoken of clearly there. When someone is the last thing you think of at night, first thing you think of in the morning is them, that's special. And that's conveyed beautifully in this piece. Delicately and deftly penned. Sometimes in what you don't say, in between those spaces, creates that room for that emotion to well, and it does so beautifully here. Nice work.
Thank you, Mindy.
All that matters is a good host feeds his guests.
Exactly.
As long as that cup of hot coffee is not decaf, everything will be fine.
No one gets hurt, huh?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Nobody gets slaughtered in the bathtub.
That works.
Oh, my God. Pam, you'll never shake that bone from me. I'm sorry. Okay. Laurent, I have your piece up next, so whenever you're ready.
This is called City of Autumn Dreams. Apropos Paris in October, city of permission, garret apartment dalliances undefined in the moment. Even room to breathe, to live or die in mercurial manner for a day, week, month, for all time. Memories in sublime slow motion, reliving the slow patience of hands, the indigo clock that healed off rhythm, but was forgiven. Couverture chocolate poured over a landscape of smooth skin, studded with peanuts, delectable to munch, better to lick. Laughter and passion bond us. Morpheus eases the day with sleep, dual desire to restart power, seconds clicking precision. Rapture bursts in the dark sky, fireworks from a sputtering fuse that finally caught the flame, free of the cold and damp, lighting Paris in the fall. City of autumn dreams celebrates with color. We sleep, clad in chocolate sin. End poem.
Beautiful piece, Laurent. Really beautiful, right? Thomas, let's start out with you.
I'm just sitting here sort of caught in the dreaminess of this and the way that it sort of feels like a combination of a rich chocolate soup almost combined with one of those first days in the fall when there's just enough warmth in the air that you lay back and take in all the colors that are around you and the changing of the seasons and the end to a summer and sort of suck in the richness. Where was it? Memories in sublime slow motion, reliving a slow patience of hands, the indigo clock that peeled off rhythm but was forgiven. It's just the sensuality in this is so soft and smooth. It is like a rich chocolate. The description of the rapture burst in the dark sky, fireworks from a sputtering fuse that finally caught the flame, free of the cold and damp, is as if for a second you found yourself thinking about something else that needed more chocolate. So lighting Paris in the fall, city of autumn dreams, celebrates with colors we sleep, clad in chocolate sin. All of a sudden, I'm back in. And it's just sort of, like I said, it's just one of those afternoons when everything is just perfect and you savor it and remember it and then savor it some more. Very beautifully done.
Savor on. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Thomas. Pam, how about you?
I really thought this was absolutely wonderful. I really like how you incorporated not just the theme of candy, but a full story of memories placed in a beautiful city of romance. And there's such, I really like the interaction here, memories in sublime slow motion, reliving the slow patience of hands, the indigo clock that peeled off rhythm but was forgiven. I like that, the whole thought of, moving things along slowly and just taking time to really appreciate and enjoy the moment. And I also really like laughter and passion bonds us. Morpheus eases the day with sleep, dual desire to restart the hour. You know, that dual desire to restart the hour, it's always such a beautiful thing when both people's clocks are ticking at the same pace. So, excellent, right, Laurent, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Lovely comment. And how about you, Kel?
Oh, I'm very impressed with this. There's a tenderness to it that goes way beyond just sharing a sweet treat. It's an afternoon in a beautiful city, and it goes into the evening and even the morning, and it's just sublime. Memories in sublime slow motion, reliving the slow patience of hands, the indigo clock that peeled off rhythm that was forgiven. It's just really a wonderful piece, Laurent.
Thank you very much, Cal. At least I know now which stanza seems to have found favor with you guys, and that'd be the one.
There's more. Jean, would you like to comment here? Miss Jean? Girlfriend, unmute.
See, I told you that was going to happen. Just as quick as I did it, I forgot. Ryan, I thought this was beautifully done. It was a nice romantic, sensual piece, and I think it was just gorgeous. So, you know, I loved the story all the way through. I wouldn't change a thing. Just lovely.
Thank you, dear.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Beautiful comment, Jean. Thank you. You know, Laurent, that stanza does stand out. It glows big time, but it's not the only one who does. Appropriate Paris in October, City of Permission. Garrett Apartment Dalliances, undefined in the moment. Although the inference is dalliance, something maybe not quite so much of importance, it occupied enough space in your mind that it became a memory, or is for us a memory that lives. Extending that phrase from memories in sublime slow motion, reliving the slow patience of hands, the indigo clock that peeled off rhythm but was forgiven, Couverture chocolate poured over a landscape of smooth skin, is a gorgeous, gorgeous phrase as well. So I was entranced with not just the third phrase, but the first and the fourth as well. And the piece entirely is beautiful. Kel used a word, and I forgot it 5 seconds after she said it, but she absolutely captured in one word the entire feel of the piece to me in tone. And sublime, that's what she said, is sublime. And it does have that sense of sublimity to it. And definitely would occupy a space and time that's captured in crystal and can be kept forever. That ruptured verse in dark sky fireworks from sputtering fuse that finally caught the flame, free of the cold and damp. There's that sense of homing and acceptance and taking in, and that phrase that is also very human and appealing as well. This is a lovely rite. And in a city of lights, even though there's so much that glitters and shines there, every picture I ever see of Paris, there's also that underlying sense of somebody being able to dissolve basically into the pavement, that it's not the individual that is significant there, like we see in some other pictures of cities like New York. Each face is a character and occupies a place. In this one, there's a sense of obscurity. And so in this moment, you're relevant. You're relevant to each other, and there's a significance there. It's got a great warmth in it and definitely sublime. Great word there, Kel. Beautiful piece, Laurent.
Great comment, Lindy.
Okay. Well, let me see now. Kel, I have your piece up next. So whenever you're ready.
Okie dokie. Sweet little bites by Kel Smiles. I can be your favorite treat. Kiss my lips, taste how sweet. I have the curves to please. Come, give them a squeeze. Taking my hand, I'll dance your way. Twist me this way, makes me sway. Swing my hips around and around and around. I'll come unwound. soon I'll be unwrapped for you, opened to your hungry view. My edges may be a little tough, but I'll soften with your touch, especially the heat of your mouth. Careful with teeth, don't be rough. Bite marks will tear my skin. My sweetness lasting would be slim. I'm sure you would prefer to savor my bittersweet, delightful flavors. It's hard to resist my deliciousness. You have my total permissiveness. Suck me into your hot mouth deeply. Roll me around your tongue repeatedly, softening me up to ease your bites, slowly chewing my chocolate delights. Just swallow and foam.
Awesome! I love that, Kel. That was great. We'll start out with you on this one.
That'll like the Tootsie Roll.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say my name?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, this is great. It was a lot of fun. It had a nice rhyme flow and scheme to it. I really like take my hand, I'll dance your way, twisting me this way, makes me sway, swing my hips around and around and around, I'll come unwound. And then also I really like, I'm sure you would prefer to savor my bittersweet, delightful flavors. It's hard to resist my deliciousness. You have my total permissiveness. There's such a wonderful sensuality in giving total permissiveness. And I like how you describe the flavors as bittersweet. Like the whole idea of getting both the good and the bad, and it all just tastes wonderful. Also a real good reference to bittersweet chocolate. So, and also that just a wonderful seductive end line with the simple phrasing of just swallow. Wonderful, just sexy and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
It absolutely was a great comment, Pam. Jean, are you available to comment?
Did you say me?
Yes, please.
Because, I put myself on mute and then I can't hear either. Taylor, I think this was a great piece. It was very enjoyable. It was well-rhymed and fun all the way through. Each stanza, added to the one before, and it was just, it was a lot of fun. And you did a great job telling the story. And nice work. Much appreciated. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Great comment. Thank you, Jean. All right, Thomas, how about your thoughts here for Kel?
I love the word I want to use here. Beyond the tease, the need to teach men how to please. The soon I'll be unwrapped for you, open up your hungry view. My edges will be a little tough, but I'll soften with your touch. But now where is that one about the biting? Especially the heat of your mouth. Careful with your teeth. Don't be rough. Bite marks will tear into my skin. My sweetness lasting would be slim. All the warning promise that you have to be treated right and taken carefully. But if you are, that last stanza, the promise is just outstanding. Even if the last line is just that last little bit of control and direction. Just
comments are as good tonight as pizza are. Okay, Laurent, your words here, please.
Yeah, take my hand, I'll dance your way. Twisting me this way makes me sway. Swing my hips around and around and around, I'll come unwound. I'll tell you, Kel, I will never unwrap a candy bar casually again. Your descriptions sizzle on the page. And that last stanza, wow, That's a killer. Proving that eating is just like sex. Great, right?
Thank you.
This is wonderful, Kel. This is wonderful. I really enjoyed it. And I especially did like the way that you start right at the very beginning, which is announcing who you are, what you are. That you're sweet and you have curves to please. Come give them a squeeze. I mean, you've got them taking it into hand. And once they take your hand, then all they have to do is twist this way to make you sway. And swing those hips around and around until you come unwound. That's wonderful. You're giving very careful and specific directions in how to treat you right. I agree with Thomas. This is a wonderful piece. And if they do those things in the way that you've stated, then what their payoff will be so sweet. And you said that too. Your sweetness lasting. And this is a beautiful piece. One of those really sweet and warm pieces that describe Tootsie Rolls perfectly, and you did a great job for tonight. Awesome read.
Thank you. Tootsie Rolls were actually my husband's favorite candy. That's why I picked it.
Aha!
Work.
There you go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Jean.
Okay. Okie dokie. Thomas, I have your piece up next time, so whenever you're ready.
Okay. This has been a while, so I hope I can read it right. The sun is falling, but I will not forget the taste of your lips. These fingertips read features, a lover's intimate language, your breath, a whisper, threaded touch, time's red glow enhances night's textured flux, tangled with light. I watch your shadow unfold, arc, swim to the surface, leave dreams at the bottom of this ocean. Kissing fingertips, waking fires in this heart, pulling chest to breast. Moaning softly, we swim through white-sheeted headwaters, leap past the dam to find peace in shaded pools. The waters of the night slide with serpentine grace through galaxies, writhe over stars, pull in nebula. Darkness pauses to draw strength from every black hole, allow light, planets, to slither free from its rivered arms, a course of vibrant energy. The night tide rolls out of the hills, fills the valleys, blankets the plains and gathers the shadows, rises towering over skyscrapers, crashes against the dawn. The night flares, soft, star-frosted arms, catches our dreams and weaves promise, turns us back to the valleys of harvested sleep, leaves answers pulsed with potency for the quickening light. I refold dreams to origami, open up to the everyday, feel the whisper of the last kiss, shadow my neck, promised passion, and poem.
There's beautiful breath in that piece. That's really lovely. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's start right out with Kel here, please.
Oh, my goodness. There is so much feeling and passion in this writing. Not even real sure where to start. Wow, this is really beautiful. The night flares, star-frosted arms, catches our dreams and weaves promise, turns us back to the valleys of harvested sleep, Oh, wow. This is just really, really a breathtaking write all the way through, Thomas. Beautiful.
Truly was. Beautiful comment, Kel, too. Yeah, you grabbed the same sort of tone or feeling I've got, too. Laurent, how about your words here, please?
Certainly. You know, all the poetry tonight is sensual, passionate, etc. And there's certainly plenty of that in this piece. But beyond that, Tom spends time looking at what is deeper than just sex, especially in those first few lines. These fingertips read features, a lover's intimate language, your breath, a whisper, threaded touch. That's absolutely beautiful. And it really speaks to something a little bit deeper than just the pleasure of sex. It speaks of a close communication. But what impresses me most in this piece is the gorgeous use of words. I could pick almost any line and it would just stun. The waters of the night slide with serpentine grace through galaxies, writhe over stars, cool the nebulae. Darkness pauses to draw strength from every black hole. Allow light, planets to slither free from its rivered arms. And I went, oh my God, when I came to that line. And the last four are equally gorgeous. I don't know where you find the potency of pen to, I have to quote the rest of that thing. A course of vibrant energy, the night tide rolls out of the hills, fills the valleys, blankets the plains, and gathers the shadows, rises towering over skyscrapers, crashes against the dawn. A course of vibrant energy, the night tide, you know, you start to build there, and you get a sense of motion, but you also get a sense of height, of ascension. You know, the hill rolls out of the hills, the valleys, the plains, gathers the shadows, and then all of a sudden the skyscrapers crashing against the dawn. What a fantastic visual that is. Gorgeous piece, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much.
Beautiful comment, Laurent. I usually don't comment till last, but I'm going to intercede here a little bit, and because you made me cry. The words themselves were very moving and emotional for me anyway. But when I got down to your AN and I saw that you referenced a real dear friend of mine, Classy Lassie, who is a poet here on AP. Wow. I understand the depth of the right, and there's a definite beauty here. I'm going to pass this on to Pam. Pam, can you comment?
Oh, absolutely. This is, it's beautiful. It's stunning. I like how it celebrates love. It celebrates, but more than love, it celebrates connection and the universe and the night sky and the beauty of creation and the beauty of memory. And this has such a gentle tone to it, and it's so captivating. To be honest, I was so in awe of this rite. I was clutching my phone tightly in anticipation of being able to comment on it and didn't realize my index finger was pressing down on the button to shut the phone off. And thankfully other people were commenting, so I was able to turn my phone back on, you know, and call back in. But this does create that kind of anticipation, that kind of, it strikes an emotional chord. And it's beautifully written and very well done.
Beautiful comment,
Pam.
Thank
you.
Wow. Okay. Jean, would you like to comment?
I would. Comment, this is beautiful all the way through. Those first two stanzas, I really, really, like, I thought they were great. And then I got to the third one, and I said, well, here we go. We're getting in even better now. Like, and I love how you tied it up in that last stanza. It was beautiful. It really had a depth to it. You know, it celebrated the intimacy of two people, and I think it was wonderful. So beautiful choice for tonight, and thank you so much for sharing with us. I really enjoyed it.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss Kel?
Maybe. Kel?
Kel, did I miss you, Kel?
Oh,
no, dear.
Okay. I just want to make sure I caught everybody. Sorry about that.
See, you never know what'll happen on the other side.
Yeah, that's something else. I forget Thomas has been around a little bit longer than I have even. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Mindy, I have your piece up next.
Okay. Dulce melt at your touch and on your tongue. Party snacks for all Hallows Eve. Harvest magic pours to manifest candy gloss and festive form-fitting funfetti. Cued bagfuls do excite. Nibbles stretch melting tongues in bitten savor. Treat enticing, slick wrappers devising. Screams inviting impending delights. Chimes spiced in sexy greeting. Trick-or-treat sorceress demanding. Baby, give me all your sweet. Laughter playful and passionate. Plenty trails in my sashayed wake. Sway reverbs of our hasty gait. Pieces shaken in composing. Fill find. E.T.'s addiction to orange and yellow flash allure. Your cure found in hallway follow. Fervor ensured. Fingers long and warming and lacing. Bus-strung magenta bow, plucked trace. Breast gasp, swallow haunt. Guilt-free indulgence that cannot pad hits. Batons plush lips, pursed. More. Press peeled in slow circles, layering pulse. Ankle swished, silk petals of mandarin-bearing fringe. A confection in fall delection. Pleasure disrobed. Floodwaters rush in resistance, dissolved reserve. Synergetic crush, swirls naked hunger, chocolate housed. Nail tips raking flesh in shredded label fame. Name uttered, inscription skin written, a peanut butter smeared. Chest pillowed billboards advertise a cupped temptation. Seduction's body art. Crowning bed sport indulgence, disc painted, grins, well licked, and palm.
Beautiful read, man.
Beautiful.
There you go. Laurent, you want to kick us off? Is that it?
Wow, come on now.
Hey, good to see you writing, Mindy, I know you're awful busy with family matters, but it's good to see poems from you. And I'm always, as usual, just delighted with the verbal acuity that you have. But the way you tell a story is fun as well. Laughter, playful and passionate. Plenty trails in my sashayed wake. Sway reverbs of her hasty gait. I like the image. I like the rhyme. That's a nice, tight little through set. Synergetic crush swirls naked hunger. Chocolate housed, nails, tips, raking flesh, shredding, labeled frame. Name uttered, inscription of skin written of peanut butter smears. All through this piece, and by the way, I like the way you split it up, male, female, and certainly changed the voice very successfully as well. But this is insightful as well as being sensuous and serious all at the same time. His witty tribute to two delectable flavors is well realized and a treat for the season. And that one line, Ned's sport and indulgence, this painted grin's well licked, I especially like. Nice job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Cal, you want to make a comment, please?
Oh, definitely. This is really a sweet treat and one of my favorites. Oh, golly. I love the beginning, especially Party Snacks for All Hallows Eve. You know, it's about the kids, basically, the way I see it. Forfeiting funfetti cued bags do excite. And then, it gets a little bit more, adult. And it's playful. It's fun. It's very sweet. And I really quite enjoyed it. It's sensual and a very elegant way. It's beautiful. Very
That's
well
a good
done.
Word, elegant. Yeah. Our MK
you,
Rock is very elegant. Ben,
I really enjoyed this. I really liked how it was both playful and sensual, and you even had that nostalgic reference to E.T. that was very smile-inducing. And I really like how a kind of sassiness comes across in this, with chime, spice, and sexy greeting. Trick-or-treats are as demanding. Baby, give me all of your sweets. And I also really like Synergetic Crush, Swirls, Naked Hunger, Chocolate House, Nail Tips, Raking Flesh, and Shedding Label Fame. Within those lines, things certainly start to get very adult. Just a wonderful sensual light and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Nice comment, Pam. And Thomas, if you would.
There, I turned off my mute. For me, I always hear jazz when I hear MK's work, and this one definitely, normally I would probably say if she played a trumpet, it would be Miles Davis. This one sounds more like Al Fert. And we get this. I get the joy and the happiness of a New Orleans festival, at the same time, all the sexiness and magic that New Orleans possesses in every shadow that it owns. And we start from Party Snacks for All Hallows Eve, but quickly fall into Nibbles and Stretch, Melting Tongues and Bitten Saber, and then again the playfulness of E.T. while also the guilt. Pre-indulgence that cannot pad hips, but taunts plush lips first, more press peeled and solo circles, layering pulse, and it becomes sexy. And a trumpet can do more than blare, it can sound so beautifully sexy and hot.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Tom. And I guess that gives us back to Gene.
I'm off mute, too, just so I can tell you all. Mindy, this was great. It really was. Really well done. I said, you really ramped up a Reese's Cup, let me tell you. you made them better than they've ever been. So I think it was just a fabulous write, and your wording's always impeccable. So, for me to say that just seems like a repeat. But just a great, great story told and wonderful. Wonderful work. Can't believe you just whipped this up in a little while, because it wasn't that long
Thank
after
you.
I talked to you. I put it up. Great job.
Thank you.
Around.
Great inspiration. Mm-hmm. Great inspiration.
Awesome fun. Okay. Now, that brings me to, everybody decided to play musical chairs. So, that now brings me to Laurent. Because, yeah. That's probably the best way for me to do it. Okay, Laurent, can I get you to read this piece for me, please?
Yeah.
That's if I can, what I'm doing here. Okay, there we go. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, this is by Paul Brott. It's called Sugar Daddy. It wasn't me, he said so sadly. Why accuse a sugar daddy? He's not an ordinary lollipop. Once you start, you cannot stop. When he was younger, he was a sugar baby. Days gone by, none that lately, he's gotten older, a wee bit bolder. And a rapper that says, lick me, lady. For candles, he knows he's not the strongest. Reese's and Skittles, he's on their do not belong list. But if you're looking for caramel, stretchy and sweet, Sugar Daddy's the one, the great Halloween treat. End point.
Great read, Laurent. That was awesome. Gene, you still around?
I am, I think. Yes, I am. I love this piece. I thought it was fun. Paul had this thing up like 5 minutes after I put the contest up, and I was like, check it out, right? Because it was all no pre-write. So I laughed, and I'm going, okay. And he did a great job with it. He really did. It was fun. It was on the money. And I really liked it, and I enjoyed it very much. Lots of great stuff in here. Like each one of the stanzas is just, I don't know, I thought it was just wonderful. That's what I can say. So thank you, Paul, for that very much. Love the Sugar Daddy. Awesome.
Tom and Jean, thanks. Kel, your thoughts here?
Oh, wow. This is really delightful. I was going to say, it wasn't me. He said so sadly, why accuse a sugar daddy? He's not an ordinary lollipop. Once you start, you cannot stop. I love that. And, you know, a wee bit bolder and a rapper that says, lick me, lady. Yeah, it's a fun, it's very fun, and it's very delightful. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Great comment. I love that. I love that. Thomas, how about your thoughts here?
This, for me, well, since we all know the what typically is thought of a sugar daddy, I love his start. It wasn't me, he said so sadly. Why accuse a sugar daddy? He's not an ordinary lollipop. Once you start, you cannot stop. I thought that was a great twist on the phrase and a great lead-in to the candy itself. I fought with many of them as a kid. And then to take it back to when he was young, he was a sugar baby. Days gone by, none that lately. He's gotten older and weaving. That just had me smiling from cheek to cheek. The way in which he fesses up that he doesn't fit in with a lot of other things that are out there, like Reese's and Skittles. He played with the whole thing so beautifully, with a great sense of humor and glee. I could feel the glee just coming through for every line. A wonderful read and delightfully done piece.
It sure was. Thank you very much. Laurent, your thoughts there?
Wow, it's clever. It's funny. It's sexy. I love the rhythm and the rhyme. Reading it was a lot of fun. But what impresses me all through this, certainly the other commenters, I don't disagree with them at all, but they have Reese's and Skittles brought into this. And he's on their do not belong list, almost like they're boycotting him or prejudice against his caramel that's stretchy and sweet. I thought it was just a hoot. Beautiful job.
Great comment, Laurent. Pam, are you still here?
I am, yes.
And I found this just absolutely delightful and fun. I like how well he played with the words, like when he was younger, he was a sugar baby. And, you know, there's so much truth in this. It's like, the sugar daddies, sugar babies, and bit of honey are all candies that just taste absolutely delicious. But people tend to stay away from them because of the way that they stick in the teeth. And I have to agree. I mean, this is wonderful all the way through, but that second stanza was particularly catchy and excellent write and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. I know I was, my dentist was totally thankful for the fact that sugar babies and sugar daddies existed because he made his vacation plans according to what I had for Halloween, I'm sure. But this was a really fun write, and like Jean, I almost did a whiplash. This piece was submitted so quickly after the contest was posted. I'd sent him an IM and said, holy cow, you are quick. So I'm glad that he's been patient and waiting for us to comment on this, because it's been there since day one, about 5 minutes in. So great job, Paul. I really enjoyed it. And Laurent, you did a great job reading for him.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That was great. Okay, Ms. Mindy, is it my turn?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so confused. I don't even know. Cal, can I get you to read the next one for me, please?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Candid Delight by Lyric is Speaking. The flirtatiousness from your parted lips glistening with tangerine powdered gloss as your teeth grip steadily upon the medley, triangular formed, three-sectional sweet sensation, confectionery craving nibbling on each bite, with every morsel capturing all the juices flowing down your lips, every drip, drop I crave with that of every taste. End poem.
Great job reading. Very nice work there, Kel. Pam, would you like to start out this one?
Yeah, absolutely. I really enjoyed this. It's always, to me, clever and fun to see somebody take something that you don't think of as sensual, like a piece of candy corn, and make it into that. I also like how she worked aspects of the picture, like the glistening, your parted lips glistening with tangerine powdered gloss. And I really like this all the way through, but especially nibbling on each bite with every morsel capturing all the juices flowing down your lips. Wonderful, seductive lines, and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. Laurent?
Yes, I am here. I can only parrot what Pam said. I mean, she used the picture to great effect. Although I got to ask a question. Does anybody really like candy corn?
You mean aside from the fact that they make really great vampire teeth?
I forget which comic said that every bit of candy corn that exists in the world today was actually made in 1922. Nobody eats candy corn. It goes back in a bag, and they brought out every October.
It's the baby from fruitcake.
Oh God!
No, I enjoyed the brevity.
A whole show on desserts that we hate, and fruitcake and candy corn to be at the top.
Absolutely.
Great comment, Laurent. Miss Jean, how about you?
I thought it was a great piece. It was a lot of fun and well done. You know, it was a great brevity. So thank you so much, as always, Lyric is Speaking. We appreciate you always coming through and sharing with us. So, wonderful work. Okay, so let's see now.
Well, I don't want to forget Thomas. I didn't give him a chance to.
I'm happy not to be forgotten. I have to give her credit for being able to see what's sexy in a pair of partially open lips grasping a candy corn. She treats it just lightly enough to make a quick, powerful piece. I mean, I love the opening line, the flirtatiousness from your parted lips, glistening with tangerine powdered gloss as your teeth grip steadily upon the medley. Nice use of terminology, nice use of alliteration, and keeping it quick and short with that sense of beat and rhythm that's really strong in there so that it strikes home to the very last line. Give that woman a lot of credit.
Nice comment. Well, I have to agree, but, you know, there's something kind of special about frosted tangerine lip gloss or lipstick. That's not a color that one wears every day. That's a color set aside for a special occasion or for a special event. And in this case,
in dangerous moments.
Yeah, there you go. A dangerous glistening with tangerine powered gloss. I mean, there's something there that's going to let him know he's up for a special night of excitement there. And that medley of triangular form, three-sectional sweet sensations coming. I think that there's a wonderful sweet promise there. Great job, Lyric. And your rhyme was subtle and beautifully done, too. Jean, all yours.
Okay. Thomas, I have one more for you. Well, not one more. I don't want to say it like it's the last. I got plenty. Well, not plenty, but I got...
There we go.
Who would be so kind?
Cartography of Lost Desire by John Nakapala. I have tried to forget the contours of your body, the places where sweat would pool salty, dewing on soft cinnamon arch, points that were landmarks of shared pleasure, kisses like ports of call. It is this tactile map that haunts my nights, years of distance that have been ashen and erosive, folded into memory that longs only for your compass touch. End poem.
Great job, Thomas. Beautifully read. And Pam, would you like to start?
Yeah, this is a beautiful brevity that I felt really, along with the sensuality, had an emotive and haunting quality to it. I like how it opens up with the lines, I've tried to forget the contours of your body, and then each line leads beautifully into the next. And the lines, ashen and erosive, folded into memory that longs only for your compass touch. I like the idea of longing for something that once was, and the phrase compass touch, as if this is a person you feel could bring you back. And so just a wonderful write and very well done.
Beautiful comment, Pam. Laurent, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I'll bet you remember this one, Mindy.
I do.
Yeah, Tuesday's Timepieces. A little while ago. Yeah, the Cartography of Lost Desire was a real pleasure to read. He uses language very carefully that blends with the title, points that were landmarks, kisses like ports of call. It is this tactile map that haunts my nights. I love that phrase. And then he finishes beautifully. Action and erosive, folded into memory, that longs only for your compass touch. It exuded emotion and sensation that fit the prompt perfectly. Really an excellent piece.
Thank you, Laurent. Yeah, it was nice to see it. He's done such a beautiful job in penning this right. It was a pleasure to see it again. And Thomas, how about you?
Well, this to me is a sterling example of really good use of enjambment, because you have kisses like ports of call. It is this tactile map. And yet that's the ending of one sentence, the beginning of another, and a little couplet. But the meaning there opens up very differently than when you stop and see it as part of a sentence. The places where sweat would pull salty, dewing on a soft cinnamon arch, points that were landmarks of shared precious pleasure, kisses like ports of call. That's a whole other series of meanings. So that this layers up so beautifully, and you get so many different ways of seeing and thinking and sensing and feeling. So when he finally brings you down to that last two, it longs only for.
Yeah.
You are ready to be told your compass touch. And you receive it like a sense of direction and like an overpowering moment of celebration. I just thought it was beautifully done.
It surely was. Great comment there. And Kel, your thoughts, please.
Oh, gladly. I read that it was inspired by Pablo Neruda, and I totally agree that John's writing here is an excellent example of Pablo's writing. He's one of my favorites. This is very emotive, and it goes through so many emotions that it almost jackhammers. You know, it's just really beautifully done. You know, just remembering a shared passion and then going on to, you know, losing that. And it's just really very emotional and sweet, beautiful, very beautiful.
It really was. Thank you, Kel. Nice comment. Yeah, John, this was a real special write. And I think the impetus and the emphasis you placed in choosing and selecting a title there really played well to the body of the write as well. I think that's one thing I haven't commented on yet. The cartography of lost desire. You've charted it out for us in a very emotive and emotional way, and it has that power of sweep with it still. Beautifully penned. Jean, back to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Can you hear me, Mindy? I'm just going to check.
I can. Yes, I can.
Okay. I went to mute myself and then unmute myself, and I just have some swirling buttons here, so I wasn't sure if I was muted or unmuted. I thought this was a great piece. I remember when John had first submitted this for your show, and it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And periodically he sends it back to me so I can get a reminder and a refresher on it. So, it really is wonderful. you know, I have to laugh. But, yes, well done, John, and thanks for sharing. Appreciate it. Now, Ms. Pam, can I get you to read the next one?
Absolutely.
Awesome sauce.
All right. This is The Taste of Your Rainbow by Victoria Frost, and it goes like this. I love the lemon laugh that bubbles vibrant from your lips, the sudden bursts of joy that briefly makes me squint as it washes over the room. I live in the refreshing lime of your life, the cherished moments where I watched you grow, become more, so that I might love you more. Oh, and when you don that orange vest, how the look of determination crosses your face. I know you are in control. Things will get done. This is why I kneel at your feet, pour purple oil over their fatigue, and rub away the growing aches of each day. Work my way up to the red of your lips, taste you with the tip of my tongue. as we bind our bodies for a moment in time and poem.
Great read, Pam. Great read. Okay. Did I miss something?
It was a beautiful read. Which prompt was it? I was gonna go look at the prompt real quick. Like,
my guess, since I'm not sure, was probably Skittles or Starburst.
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go.
It must have been Skittles, the taste the rainbow.
The rainbow.
Oh, there you go. Thanks, Pam. I was sitting here wondering which one it was. When she said purple, I'm like, huh? great read there, and beautiful right there. Let's start with Carol this time.
Oh, this is a really delightful piece. I love the lemon laugh that bubbles vibrant from your lips. It's just the way she put the colors into the moments of life and love is just really amazing. And when you don that orange vest, how the look of determination crosses your face. I know you are in control. Things will get done. That's just really a beautiful piece with just a mild sense of sensuality in the end of it. Just really beautiful.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Kel. And let's go to Laurent next.
Well, right from the first stanza, she uses, Victoria uses taste and color to great effect. I love the lemon laugh that bubbles vibrant from your lips, the sudden burst of joy that briefly makes me squint as it washes over the room. And there's real love in her words, especially in that third stanza that's been mentioned with the orange vest. It's a moment, I could see her standing there in front of him, watching him with love, because the way she wrote that tells me that she has confidence in him. She trusts him. She knows his determination. So it is a very real poem for me. I thought it was very, very good.
Thank you, Laura. Terrific comment. And how about you, Thomas?
Hi, this is just a wonderful, sensuous, bag of Skittles. I mean, I love the way from that first line, lemon laugh to bubbles vibrant from your lips. The refreshing lime of your life cherished moments, so I watched you grow more, become more so that I might love you more. Between the constant revelation of the love and the caring, the use of colors so that it becomes both a rainbow and almost as if someone had just released a whole array of colored balloons before you, and you just watch things be revealed as they go up in the air. To those last two verses where she very sensually speaks of how much she wants to feel him and be with him. Work my way up to the red of your lips. Taste you with the tip of my tongue as we bind our bodies for a moment in time. This is just a stunning, vibrant, joyous celebration of love and beautifully done.
Terrific comment. Beautiful comment. Jean, would you like to comment on this piece too? Thank you, Thomas.
Absolutely. Here I go again. You are unmute. I love the rainbow. I thought it was a great place to go with that, and I thought it was full of really wonderful. What did I say? I thought it was sweet and gentle thoughts were expressed in this piece, and I thought it was really nicely done. Yes, I thought it was clever and smart and enjoyable. So thank you, Victoria.
Beautiful comment.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a special reverence in this piece in her assigning not just significant action and emotion to each one of the colors, but in the reverence that she offers up in loving him. And that extent to me kind of really did give her a different tone to this rite than some of the others that we've read tonight. She didn't take this to the fun side, even though she mentions laughter. This is definitely of deeper relevance and beauty in it. Great job.
Absolutely. I agree. Okay, is that back to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Okay, Ms. Mindy, I have the next one for you, please, if you do not mind.
Oh, okey-dokey. I'm not seeing it. Okay, there it is. Okay.
Really? I was just going to say, what did I do with it?
No, it just popped up for me. I had to refresh. Sweetness wept under wraps. My sweetest man, patience. Fashion wields us with abandon. Whip cords snapping tension's air. San Juan breezes stirred caught our breath. Shadows sundering night stillness to swirl jade fronds. And needs press in frantic clutch. Torrents banked behind seer of feral gaze. A window seat couches us in Spanish comfort. Leather, but a finer skin drapes your lap. Face to face, mirror of ached throb. By three-columned flesh, fingers deftly slip dress noose from tan throat on low purr. Lump of rose, peach pout rouges your mouth, onyx pools spreading into platinum shores, on silk slide of tuxedo bow, vining my palm before you. Smirk stretches and gasp grab, I slide and stride, chair back anchors cut low behind you. My voice, panting all the nicely naughty dessert, I will punish. Eye tooth nipping ears shell, then lobe chewed, pull sucking squeeze onto tongue tip, painted steam. Urgency amped, hair gripped. I sink you into the headrest, kiss covered lids, secure tie's end, masking you. Ocean's breakers rise, as does keen perception. Nail tips plow a tailored shirt front, raking flesh. Fern stoked, I spread seams reserve, chest exposed, swayed exploration pauses just above your belt. Hips delve shift, lifting uncomfortably, your neck receives what damp thighs grieve, a full mouth, flags race in blue veins, surging against open lips, gate your horses. Will to rush on my salty hush. Heartbeats drown, all but now, and I reach for male nipples, licking their form, twist to tweak. Sogs deep my pores, knowing, oh yes, I know. Sanguine torrents coloring flooded pangs. Bosom press colors you, but I scrape ab grate. Knuckles massaging muscle over rib, pebbled nib, thighs bitten growls openly in fierce want, quake builds in wake of pools melt on textured heat. Cracked ice glides, contours in lazy drips, desire sipped in eager thirst, eyes do not meet first, profiles of tonight's tasting we will enjoy. Senses decanted, one by one, and
well, I don't know. The right one started.
Let's
Okay, maybe I'm not the... Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I got... Okay. I'll tell you, this particular piece I've always felt is probably your best sensual piece, Mindy. It does something to me. I don't know which stanza it is, but, you know, you're biting his earlobe, and you name the tooth, the eye tooth. I thought that was excellent. You're just about as precise as anyone would want you to be. There is such a rich, sensual texture to your words. I rarely read such a slow, erotic undressing of the male form. It flowed into the steam and heat of two conjoined bodies, surrendering to each other. Your language pools in rainbow eddies of imagery and meaning that take the mind's eye to bed immediately. Outstanding piece, dear.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And
okay, now, Thomas, could you start us off, please?
I remember this one the first time I ran into it. And the second time I ran into it, I heard you read it before, and I've always, it's always struck me as sort of a combination between the undressing of a male and the taking ownership of a male, a sense of abandon because more and more the recognition that you're totally in control and that it is your will that will be reckoned with and that he is yours to command. The passion, the sensuality all seems to come forward to me in a way that speaks to you discovering for yourself that which moves you. Just something as simple as ocean breakers rise that does a keen perception, nail tips plow a tailored shirt front, raking flesh, furnace stoked, eyes shred, scenes reserved, chest exposed, suede exploration pauses just above your belt. I mean, there's a certain tease in this, but there's also the person who's in control is the woman from start to finish, and he is nothing more than a subject. and it's very powerful, and very sexy, but it is so much about the woman and her being. And her taking on the role of the dominant and the force that is really all that this event is, and that makes it incredibly haunting in its own way. Beautifully done.
Thank you.
Laurent?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was daydreaming, actually. Cal, please.
Oh my goodness, this is an excellent, sensual, sexy, erotic, oh man, this is it's a beautiful, beautiful poem all the way through, Mindy. I loved it. I like the one that Tom mentioned. Ocean breakers rise as does keen perception. Nail tips plow a tailored shirt front. Raking flesh, furnace stoked, I shred seams reserved. Chest exposed, suede exploration. Pauses just above your belt. Oh my goodness. Yeah, very descriptive and very sensual, and in a way, it's like Tom also said, it's very controlling, but it's, you know, it wouldn't be if he didn't allow it. So, you know, there's that too, you know.
Good
you
point.
Know, yep. You know, because men are generally a little bit stronger than a woman. So I'm saying that, you know, if he didn't want her to be doing whatever it is she's doing, it's not going to happen. You know? But he's allowing her to take control. And they both get a lot of pleasure out of that. So it's very well done. Beautiful, Mindy.
Thank you, Kel. Great comment.
Thanks, Kel. Pam, please.
I really like this. As always, you just have wonderful use of imagery. And I like how this is about the awareness and the height of the heightened senses that come with someone being blindfolded. And I like how there's such an appreciation for the sensuality of the male form and for touch. And I really like Oceans Breakers Rises does keen perception. And Herpes drown all but now, and I reach for male nipples flickering their form, twist to tweak, sobs keep my pores gnawing. You know, there's really just, I really enjoy rites where, you know, there's a strong female voice who knows exactly what she wants. As you said in the beginning of on one of the your comments, Mindy, it's always great to read something from a woman who knows what she enjoys and isn't afraid to put it into words. So wonderful write and very well done.
Thank you. And I think I have to thank you and Mika both for that, because that was one of those contests that I entered. So thank you both for that inspiration.
Absolutely.
Okay, Gina, I think it's you.
Okay, well, Miss Mindy, I don't know. You're a big, big girl.
Jack, I can blame it on me and Pam.
Well, my gosh. Well, guys, take this into consideration here. If you see Mindy and Pam walking together, heading your way, if I were you, I'd run. I would run.
Yes, but
I'm not sure
run
whether you want to run to them. I don't know
to
if you want to run
away.
To them,
yeah,
or run away from them, but, you know, run. That's all I could say. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was awesome. That was really a well done piece, man. Great
thank
job. Okay, I have two rights, and then, Laurent, I have your last right. So I'm going to try and get these done so I know that I don't screw these up. Okay, so Ryan, if you could read this one for me, please. By what book on these?
I will. Let me just refresh. Okay. Treating on Halloween by Bookworm Dave. Her long black dress, pasty white skin, her ruby lipstick, bright as rubies, sweeter than port wine. Her dances were by appointment only, but she chose me. Dancing in the dark moonlight, smiling and giggling at my attempts at humor, talking about music and life. Our dances continued, nodding with approval, tiring with our time, offering a foot massage as the music of Halloween gave way to the doors, asking permission every step to rub and kiss her lips, not wanting to push her away. Time was so important, and taking time to listen, to care, to share. Rushing would be so foolish as she held me close to her, wanting more, wanting to be patient. All asleep in each other's arms, not undressed, nor fully clothed, her soft skin rubbing against mine. Kissing her and holding her was my delight, and she wooed me with her soft side. The outside world, she was the ice queen. She was a queen, but far from ice. A lover, a loving lover, who I fell for that cold October night. So long ago, her smile still brings one to me now. End poem.
Wow, nice. That was gorgeous. Great read, Laurent. Jean, did you want to comment first?
Actually, no, because I stepped aside. I had to do something.
Okay.
But I'll be ready to do when you're all done.
All righty, Pam.
Oh, I really enjoyed this. I really like a sensual rite that also tells a story and creates intriguing characters. He compares her to sweeter than port wine. I thought that was great. And her dances were by appointment only, but she chose me. What a wonderful, just a delight to be chosen. Asking permission every step to rub and kiss her lips, not wanting to push her away. Time was so important, taking time to listen, to care, to share. I like that amongst the sensuality, there's also that idea of taking time for somebody. And, excellent closing lines, too. That cold October night so long ago, her smile still brings one to me now. It's so nice to, that he writes the story where a character is delving back into those memories that bring a smile to their face. So excellent write and very well done.
Beautiful comment, Pam. Thank you. Thomas, would you like to comment?
This is one of those poems that's based in the magic of suddenly becoming special. Not like some enchanted evening, you'll see a stranger across a crowded room, but more because someone saw something in someone and made it a point to choose them. And he was more than willing to pose it. But then the whole thing about the patience, the taking time, the gentleness of it, brings one into this sense of this is both a folding together and an unfolding, and it's told really, really well in the process. I like the combination of offering a foot massage as a music of Halloween gave way to the Doors. It is an interesting sort of danger sexuality. Rushing would be so foolish as she held me close to her wanting more, but wanting to be patient. It's a story of revelation and discovery, of reaching beneath surfaces, the outside world. She was the ice queen. She was queen, but far from ice. And the last two lines, the way I took it initially was that her smile still brings one to me now, was that they are now a permanent couple, and he still remembers the evening, even as she smiles and he smiles, because that was where they began. I just thought it had a great beauty about it.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful comment, Thomas. Really lovely. Laurent, you did a great job reading this piece. Would you like to comment for Bookworm Dave?
Well, Pam and Tom give such comprehensive and quality comments. I hesitate to say much more than this is written in such a way as to make me really care about the characters. I found myself thinking towards the end that I really liked them both. It was a great story. I don't know. It's written in such a way that it is incredibly appealing. Great piece.
Beautiful comment, and I agree absolutely. That was the way it struck me too. Is the story of it pulled me in, big time. That outside world, she was the ice queen. She was a queen, but far from ice. A lover, a loving lover who I fell for. So the whole world, to the whole world, she's one thing. But he sees the real her. To him, she conveys and shares all of herself. And there's a great beauty and depth in that. I love this piece. Nice job there, Bookworm Dave. And Kel, how about you?
Oh, I thought it was gorgeous. I really did. I found it to be a really beautiful personal narrative of meeting his love, you know, and trying to take it slow and be patient when all he really wanted to do was hold on to her, you know, and not let go. And that was just absolutely a beautiful, beautiful thing. And, you know, it's a lovely memory. So, yeah, beautiful. Very well done.
Beautiful comment. Thank you. And Jean?
Okay, well, I thought this was a great piece as well. I thought it was beautiful. And I said it was well-expressed piece, you know, all the thoughts throughout. And it was really just beautiful, beautifully done. So thank you so much, Bookworm Dave. Great job. Okay, now, I got to get a little crazy here, so bear with me. Okay, Thomas, can I get you to read the next one?
Certainly.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh. Passion by Robert Bolesky. Passion, a burning song, flooding the mind, feverish city. Passion, a burning song, flooding the mind, feverish delirium, the carnal knowledge, never satisfied, it never hot. The pleasure drug takes so high, need one fix after another. Hungry fingers dance, shiver, lost in the welcoming realm, feel the spine's outline, inquisitive tongues move in waves, possessing trenches of desire, set new boundaries, touch the tender petals, blooming flower, melting into one tantalizing space, promised land, taste the sweet crimson fragrance, heavy scented air to die and kill for, passion, a touch of heaven. Emotions overflow, mind goosebumps explode, echoing thoughts ebb into memory, embrace, ecstasy, wild delight, the phoenix rises above its own ashes. End poem.
Thank you. Great read there, Thomas. Thank you. Laurent, would you like to comment?
Yeah, as soon as I stop coughing. The imagery in this is excellent. Took me places. Metaphors, I thought, were very skillfully used. I like the presentation. Some lines, one word. Others, two or three. A few, three or four. It establishes a flow that takes you right to the end where the phoenix rises above its own ashes. There's a real nice sensual tone in this piece that works. It doesn't try to do too much. It does just enough. Excellent.
Kel?
Yes.
There you are.
Hi.
Girl. Hi.
It got quiet. It got really quiet. It's okay. Where'd everybody go? Wow. This is absolutely stunning work. Very passionate and descriptive in that. I'm kind of wondering after tonight if I'm going to need a cold shower or go into a diabetic coma. Yeah, this is fantastic. Hungry fingers dance, shiver, lost in the welcoming realm. Wow. Yeah, this is very impressive, beautiful writing.
Great comment. Pam, would you like to comment on this, right?
Absolutely. This is a beautiful, passionate write.
wonderful use of imagery and metaphors, and it's beautiful all the way through, but I particularly liked that second stanza. So very well done.
Thank you. And Thomas, how about you did a great job reading this one. How about you give him a comment?
I like the way that he used short, sharp phrases as he opens the beginning so that you are brought in very quickly, almost as if giving you a quick penning sketch of the moment, and then he begins to color it in. And still using those short single lines, but each single line suddenly becomes developed like shiver, lost in the welcoming realm, or touch the tender petals, or taste the sweet crimson fragrance, so that when he finally hits that last passion, you are filled and feel like you've been given a rather lustful, delicious, sensual meal. And then his last passion, where he lets you know just what the meaning was for him, becomes transforms the whole thing into a statement of beauty and joy. I thought that was really, really well done, with a great sense of control of language and purpose and flow.
Beautiful comments, everybody. Great comment there, Thomas. I'm going to, for the sake of our time here, I'm going to turn this back over to Jean so she knows what we've got pending here.
Okay. I have two pieces, but I have one that was submitted for the contest. So, Laurent, I'm going to ask you to read that one, and we'll save your other piece for Friday if we can. So here we go. Hello.
Unmute. Sorry, unmute. It's called Trysts Are Treats by Poet Conception. You tease me with your candied teeth as though I need be enticed to share the prize which lies beneath those crimson lips. They half suffice to fan love's coals. Inferno spark, since first we met, each smile or pout is prelude to where we embark on passion's path. I have no doubt. All Hallows' Eve and Preferred Sweet was just another flirting ploy to raise libido's waning heat with invitation to enjoy. A night of bliss, 'tis All Saints' morn, began with one small candy corn. And that was nice. That's a great way to end the night. I like it.
Great read, Laurent. Great read. And I'm going to start this one out with Pam.
Well, this poem was obviously written in 1922 when all the candy corn came out. no, I actually found this absolutely delightful. A wonderful sonnet rhyme. I really liked that second stanza. And I really like the playfulness in this. So very well done.
Great comment. Thank you. And Kel, how about you?
I thought it was a delightful, sweet treat of a poem. Very well done.
It absolutely was. I loved it too. Poet Conception, terrific, right? Great for tonight. And we have 1 minute left, so back to Jean. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, everybody. Well, I want to thank everyone who called in and hung out with us all night. I want to thank everybody who wrote for the contest. It was a lot of fun. The poems were really, really well done. And even they hit all the right notes, and I thought it was different. He gave an option for a different direction for Wednesday. And I want to say, after midnight, we have the Black Lace Diaries. Skin Tight is the so I'm sure Victoria will be looking forward to having anyone who can join her. But it was a great show, everybody. Thank you, Mindy. Thank you, Laurent. Thank you, Thomas. Thanks, Kel. Thank you, Pam. Pam, the double time girl. God, if I had to pay her cash money, I'd be broke. Pam, I don't know. I have to up you to a dime or something, or a nickel. God, I'd still be broke. I am broke. What am I talking about? Anyway, it was great having everybody around, and it was fun and it was enjoyable. And I hope to see you all again soon. Maybe Friday. Thank you. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thanks, man. You have a great night.
Thank you.
As always.
Much love.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
Cal.